Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is January the 3rd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis chapters 7 to 9. God's judgment will take place just as planned. We read in Genesis chapter 7 verses 11 and 12 like this. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, on that day all the fountains of the great deep were broken up and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. The presence of pain, suffering and evil in this world causes many people to wonder whether God exists. And if He does, why doesn't He put an end to it if He can? Why does God allow evil people to flourish and prosper while the righteous and godly people suffer every day? Asaph, the songwriter of the Old Testament, had the same questions troubling him one time, which he expressed through his writings in Psalm 73 verses 2 to 16. Finally, he got his answer when he went to God's presence. This is what he writes in verses 17 and 18. Until I went into the sanctuary of the God, then I understood their end. Surely, you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. God has set the wicked in slippery places, and they will slide down to their destruction at the very same time when God would judge them. During Noah's time, God saw the great wickedness of the people living on the earth and decided to destroy them completely, as described here in Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 to 7. Then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. By sending the flood, God righteously judged the wicked while restricting evil and made possible for people on the earth to have a fresh start again. However, God's judgment did not come suddenly, but enough time was provided for the people to repent from their sins. Though it is not evident through a cursory reading, God had revealed His judgment plan to Noah's great-grandfather Enoch when he was 65 years old. This revelation may have prompted Enoch to name his son Methuselah, the name that means his death will bring judgment. It is therefore not surprising that Methuselah became the oldest man to live on this earth for 969 years. God was really giving the people of this earth the maximum time and the maximum opportunity to repent of their sins and enter the ark that would alone save them from God's judgment. Let us note that while Enoch witnessed about the upcoming judgment by his walk with God, Methuselah witnessed about the upcoming judgment by his name, and Noah witnessed about the upcoming judgment by his preaching and building the gigantic ark before an unbelieving and skeptical world. Even though Noah and his family were the only believers on earth, yet Noah witnessed courageously for God and against the evil of their day. However, the people refused Noah's witness and rejected God's grace up to the very day that Noah and his family went into the ark. Finally, when Noah was 600 years old, the same year that Methuselah died, God's judgment came upon the earth through the flood, as God had planned it long ago. God still calls His people to stand alone for Him if needs be, and He promises never to forsake us. The next worldwide judgment will be with fire, not water, and God needs courageous witnesses like Noah today. The ark is a picture of Christ. The water depicts God's judgment. The Lord Jesus went under the waters of divine wrath at Calvary. Those who are in Christ are saved, but those who are outside are doomed. Remember, God's judgment will take place as planned one day in the near future. Any delay is only because He does not want anyone on this earth to perish, but everyone to have eternal life. Finally, we read the words of Apostle Peter as he penned in his second letter, chapter 3, verses 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.